Welcome back for another deep dive. Today, we're going to be looking at the world of AI-powered apps,
Oh, very cool.
specifically how to effectively build them.
Okay.
And we've got a really great article
Yeah.
and a visual diagram that are going to kind of guide our conversation today.
Awesome.
They're both focused on maximizing productivity and also avoiding common pitfalls.
I like it.
So hopefully by the end of this,
Yeah.
you'll come away with some really solid takeaways, whether you are someone who's looking to incorporate AI into their own projects or you just want to understand this landscape as it rapidly evolves.
Yeah, it's an exciting space to be in right now.
Absolutely.
And I think these sources do a really great job of blending that like practical advice with some of the conceptual understanding
Yeah, I think that's a great point.
that we need for a topic like this.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, let's jump right in.
Let's do it.
So the article kicks off with this really cool analogy of eating an elephant
Okay.
to describe AI
Right, I'm
development.
intrigued.
And it really emphasizes that instead of trying to tackle this big, complex AI project all at once, you should break it down into these smaller, more manageable steps.
I love that analogy
Right.
because it can feel very overwhelming,
Yeah.
especially when you are dealing with something as multifaceted as AI.
It's a great way to avoid getting overwhelmed.
Totally. So how do we eat this elephant then?
Right.
What's the process here?
Well, the source actually provides a pretty clear roadmap with stages like data collection,
Okay.
where you're going to gather and prep all that info that your AI is going to learn from.
Right.
Then there's model selection, which is choosing the right AI for the task.
Makes sense.
Then there's prompt engineering testing. And finally, deployment.
Gotcha.
So it's kind of like building a house. You know,
Yeah.
you need a solid foundation of data. Then you choose the right tools and blueprints, which is the AI model.
Yeah.
You got to carefully craft the instructions, which is prompt engineering. You're going to make sure everything works properly through testing. And then finally, you get to unveil your masterpiece to the world, which is deployment.
I love it. That's a great analogy.
Yeah.
So yeah, and each of those stages obviously has its own nuances and considerations.
Absolutely.
But for today's deep dive, we're going to really focus on prompt engineering,
Okay.
which is often considered the heart of AI app development.
Okay, this is where things start to get really interesting
Yeah.
because the article makes this argument that prompt engineering is often underestimated,
Right.
but it's absolutely critical for getting the results you want from your AI.
Totally.
But before we like jump into these specific techniques, can
Yeah.
you just kind of back up and explain what is prompt engineering
Sure.
and like why is it so important?
Yeah, essentially, prompt engineering is the art and science of crafting instructions for AI models.
Okay.
It's about understanding how these models think and learning to communicate with them effectively. Because the quality of your prompts is going to directly impact the quality of your AI's output.
Gotcha.
A well-crafted prompt can guide the AI towards, generating different creative text formats, translating languages, writing different kinds of creative content, and answering your questions in an informative way.
So it's like instead of just saying, write a poem.
Yes.
You need to be way more specific and provide more context examples and
You
guidelines.
got it.
Okay.
Exactly. It's like, think about if you're asking a chef to cook you a dish,
Okay.
simply saying, make me something tasty,
Yeah.
is unlikely to yield the results you desire.
Yeah, you're probably not going to get what you want if
Right.
you say something that vague.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You need to provide more detail, like what kind of cuisine,
Yeah.
what ingredients you prefer, how spicy you want it.
Exactly.
Prompt engineering is about giving your AI that same level of guidance and clarity.
Okay, cool. So the article dives into 12 different prompt engineering techniques.
It does.
Let's explore a few that stand out.
Love it. Let's do it.
Okay, so one that caught my eye was assigning roles.
Yes.
Is that like giving the AI a specific persona to work with?
Precisely.
Okay.
So instead of treating the AI as this generic language model,
Right.
you can actually tell it to act as a specific character, a historical figure, or even a fictional persona.
Wow.
Imagine telling the AI to write marketing copy, like a famous motivational speaker,
Okay.
or compose a poem in the style of Shakespeare.
Yeah.
By giving it this distinct role, you're essentially shaping its voice and perspective, which can lead to some really unique and creative outputs.
That's fascinating. I'm already imagining all the possibilities.
Me too.
Could you use this to create more personalized experiences within AI apps?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Imagine a language learning app
Okay.
where the AI tutor adopts the persona of a native speaker, complete with cultural nuances and colloquialisms.
Wow, that would be amazing.
Right, or a financial advice app where the AI acts as a seasoned investor,
okay,
guiding users through these complex financial decisions.
That's really cool. Okay, next up we have N-shot learning. This sounds a bit more technical. Can you break this down for us?
It might sound complex.
Okay.
But the concept is actually quite simple.
All right.
With N-shot learning, you provide the AI with a few examples of the desired output style or format.
Okay.
So it's kind of like you're showing the AI rather than just telling the AI what you want.
Okay.
You're giving them examples.
Gotcha. So if I wanted the AI to generate tweets in a certain tone, I would feed it a few examples of tweets that embody that tone.
Exactly.
And it would learn to mimic it.
Precisely.
Okay.
So this technique is especially powerful for tasks that require a specific voice format or level of formality.
Cool.
So you could use N-shot learning to train an AI to write professional emails, summarize complex documents, or even compose different genres of music.
Oh, wow. That's really cool.
Yeah, it opens up a lot of possibilities.
Absolutely. All right, so another interesting technique that the article highlights is the importance of structured inputs.
Yes.
Which essentially means giving the AI information in a format that it can easily digest.
Yeah.
So it's not just about what you tell the AI,
right,
but also how you present that information.
Exactly. AI models thrive on structured data.
Okay.
Like spreadsheets or code.
Yeah.
They struggle with unstructured data like PDFs or lengthy paragraphs.
So it's like the difference between giving someone a neatly organized recipe,
yes,
versus asking them to decipher scribbled notes on a napkin.
That is a fantastic way to put it.
Right. I love that. Because structured information allows the AI to process information more efficiently and accurately, which leads to better results.
Absolutely.
Okay, so all of this talk about how the AI processes information, it makes me wonder about the thinking process, you know?
Right.
And the article touches on chain of thought reasoning as a way to enhance the AI's problem-solving abilities.
Yes.
Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, this is where we start to kind of delve into those fascinating cognitive abilities of AI. So with chain of thought reasoning, you explicitly tell the AI to think step by step.
Okay.
Just like a human would when solving a complex problem.
So instead of expecting the AI to just jump to the solution immediately,
yeah,
you're guiding it through a more logical sequence of steps, breaking down the problem into those smaller, more manageable chunks.
Exactly. You got it.
Okay.
So imagine you're teaching a child to solve a math problem.
Right.
You wouldn't just present them with the equation and expect them to know the answer instantly.
Right. You got to walk them through it.
Exactly. You would guide them through each step, explaining the logic behind each operation.
Right.
And chain of thought reasoning is very similar.
Okay.
You're essentially teaching the AI how to approach a problem systematically.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. So you're kind of scaffolding the AI's thought process, which ultimately leads to those more accurate and nuanced responses.
I got it.
But what about situations where you have like a really long or complex prompt?
Right.
Could that overwhelm the AI even with chain of thought reasoning?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
And you're right. Even the most sophisticated AI models have limits.
Okay.
The article actually recommends breaking down those large prompts into smaller, more digestible chunks as a way to prevent the AI from getting bogged down.
So it's like dividing a marathon into smaller, more manageable intervals.
Precisely.
Okay.
So by segmenting the task,
yeah,
you allow the AI to focus on one piece at a time, which leads to better overall performance.
That's a really practical tip, especially for tasks that involve multiple steps or require a lot of creative output.
Absolutely.
All right. So the article also mentioned something called retrieval augmented generation,
okay,
or RAG.
Yeah, RAG.
Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah. So RAG is kind of a game changer in the world of AI.
Okay.
Particularly when it comes to keeping the AI's knowledge up to date.
Okay.
Because even the most advanced AI models, they're limited by the data they were initially trained on.
Right. Their knowledge is only as current as the information they were fed.
Exactly. So, but what if you need the AI to work with information?
Right.
That wasn't part of its initial training data.
Okay.
That's where RAG comes in.
Gotcha.
It allows you to give the AI access to external up-to-date information.
Okay.
Think of it like giving the AI a research assistant
to
fetch the latest information.
I like that.
Like new product releases or real-time events.
Okay, so ARIG helps the AI stay current and relevant,
yeah,
breaking free from those constraints of its initial training data.
It's a really powerful technique for asks that require access to the most up-to-date information.
Cool.
Things like financial analysis, news reporting, or even scientific research.
Wow, this is also fascinating. We've covered a lot of ground when it comes to prompt engineering.
Yeah, we have.
But we also have that visual diagram to explore.
Yes, we do.
And it focuses on a question about the video game Lost Gravity.
Okay.
And it provides a visual breakdown of how an AI model can utilize these techniques to arrive at an answer.
It's like we're getting a sneak peek into the AI's thought process.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I can't wait to dive into that diagram and see these concepts come to life visually.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I think it'll be a great way to solidify our understanding of prompt engineering.
Absolutely.
And see how it can be applied to a real world scenario.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Cool. All right. So this diagram is a really great visual aid to help us understand the power of prompt engineering.
Yeah.
And it shows how an AI can break down a seemingly simple question.
Okay.
About this video game, Lost Gravity.
Gotcha.
Into a series of steps utilizing many of the techniques we've already discussed.
Okay, cool. I'm looking at the diagram now, and it starts with this question. What is the release date for Lost Gravity on PlayStation 5?
Yeah.
So, pretty straightforward question, right?
Right. Very simple.
Hiya.
But that's where things get interesting.
Okay.
Because the AI doesn't just immediately spit out an answer.
Right.
The diagram shows how it breaks down the question into multiple subtasks.
Okay.
Like identifying the key entities, Lost Gravity, and PlayStation 5.
Okay.
And then searching for information related to those entities.
Gotcha. So it's using entity recognition.
Yes.
To kind of understand the components of the question.
Uh-huh.
And then information retrieval to pull in relevant data from its knowledge base.
Exactly.
So it's almost like the AI is doing its own little research project.
It is. It's doing its research.
That's cool.
Yeah. And this is where those structured inputs we talked about earlier become really crucial.
Okay.
Because the AI needs that information to be organized.
Gotcha.
So it can quickly and accurately find what it's looking for.
So it's not just about like having access to a ton of information.
Right.
It's about having it in a format that the AI can actually work with.
Exactly.
Okay.
And this kind of brings us to another cool concept.
Okay.
That the diagram highlights, which is knowledge distillation.
Okay, I've heard this term before, but I don't really fully grasp it. Can you break it down for me?
Sure. So think about it this way. The AI has access to like this massive amount of information, right?
Right.
But it doesn't need to use all of it to answer this specific question.
So it's like taking a giant encyclopedia and being like, okay, I just need these couple chapters and these couple paragraphs.
That's a perfect way to put it.
Okay.
So knowledge distillation is basically the process of simplifying and refining the AI's knowledge base so it can focus on the most relevant information for that task at hand.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. This makes the AI way more efficient.
Gotcha.
And it reduces the computational resources needed to process all that information.
Okay, so efficiency is key.
Yeah.
Especially when we're talking about real-time applications where users expect these instant responses.
For sure.
Okay, cool. So the diagram also shows how the AI can use what it called cumulative knowledge, meaning it can build on its existing understanding as it processes new information.
Exactly. So it's not just about finding specific facts, but also understanding the relationships and connections between those facts.
So it's not just memorizing information, it's actually like learning and evolving its understanding based on new inputs.
You got it.
That's really cool.
Yeah, this allows the AI to kind of go beyond simple question answering.
Okay.
And engage in more like complex reasoning and problem solving.
Okay. The diagram also mentions something called multi-step reasoning.
Yes.
Is that related at all to the chain of thought prompting we discussed?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So multi-step reasoning is essentially how the AI applies that chain of thought reasoning in practice.
Okay.
It breaks down the problem into that series of logical steps, just like we saw in the diagram.
Okay.
With the Lost Gravity question.
Right.
So it first identifies the key entities, then it retrieves the relevant information, it distills that information, and finally it synthesizes a concise and accurate answer.
Okay, so this diagram really is a great illustration of how all these different concepts come together to create a truly intelligent system.
It is.
It's really cool. And it makes me think about prompt engineering not just as a technical skill, but almost like an art form guiding the AI towards that desired outcome.
I love that way of putting it.
Yeah.
It really is like an art. And I think as we move towards more complex and sophisticated AI applications, the role of prompt engineering is only going to become more critical.
Okay, so we've spent quite a bit of time on like the technical aspects of AI development, but I'm curious to hear a little bit more about the real-world implications of all of this.
Right.
How are these techniques actually being used to create AI-powered apps that people can use?
Yeah, that's where the real magic happens.
Okay.
So we're seeing these techniques applied across a wide range of industries and applications.
Okay.
Think about like personalized fitness routines.
Okay.
You know, an AI-powered app could use prompt engineering to gather information about your fitness goals, your activity level, any limitations you might have.
So instead of just getting a generic workout plan, the AI could tailor it to your specific needs and preferences.
Exactly. It could even use end-shot learning to analyze your past workouts.
Oh, wow.
And identify patterns in your exercise routines and preferences.
So it's like having a personal trainer.
It is.
Who knows you really well?
Exactly.
That's really cool. What other areas are we seeing this impact?
So another area is content creation.
Okay.
The world of content creation is being transformed by AI.
Okay.
Imagine a writing tool.
Okay.
That can help you draft articles, blog posts, social media captions.
Okay.
Tailored to your specific style and target audience.
That would be amazing. That would be a game changer for writers, marketers.
Yeah.
Anyone who struggles with writer's block.
Totally. But I think, you know, a question that comes up a lot is, does this mean human writers are going to become obsolete?
Right. Is AI going to replace everybody?
Exactly. But I think instead of seeing AI as a replacement for human creativity, it's more helpful to view it as a powerful tool that can enhance and augment our capabilities.
So it's not about AI versus humans.
Right.
It's about AI working with humans
to
achieve these better outcomes.
Think of it like this.
Okay.
A carpenter wouldn't throw away his hammer just because a nail gun exists.
Right.
Both tools have their own strengths and limitations.
Absolutely.
And a skilled carpenter knows how to use both effectively.
Right.
Similarly, AI can be a powerful tool for writers.
Yeah.
Helping them generate ideas, overcome writer's block, and even refine their writing style.
Okay. That's a great analogy. So it reframes the conversation from a fear of replacement to this more optimistic view of collaboration and augmentation.
Absolutely. And speaking of augmentation,
we're
also seeing AI make strides in the realm of customer service.
Okay. Interesting.
Think about those chat bots that we encounter on websites.
With these
advancements in prompt engineering and chain of thought reasoning, chatbots are becoming much more intelligent.
Interesting.
And capable of handling those more complex inquiries.
So instead of just giving me generic responses or redirecting me to a human, the chatbot could actually understand my problem and offer me a solution.
Exactly. It can even use our GAD to access your account information.
Wow.
And past interactions.
Okay.
To provide a truly personalized and seamless experience.
That's crazy. That changes everything with customer service.
It really does.
So I can see how these AI-powered apps are revolutionizing how businesses are interacting with their customers.
For sure.
But with all this talk of AI's capabilities, it's also important to address like the potential challenges and limitations.
Of course, as with any powerful technology.
Right.
There are considerations we need to keep in mind.
Absolutely.
We need to ensure that AI is developed and used responsibly, ethically, and in a way that benefits society as a whole.
That's a great point to raise. You know, it's not just about what AI can do.
Yeah.
It's about how we as humans choose to use it.
Well said. And that actually brings us to a key question that I want the listeners to think about.
Okay.
As we delve deeper into this world of AI, given the rapid pace of AI development, what steps can we take to ensure that AI is used ethically and responsibly while also fostering innovation and progress?
That's a great question to leave our listeners with.
Yeah, let's actually explore that more in the next segment.
Okay, awesome. I'm excited to dive into that. So you raised this really important question at the end of the last segment about how we can ensure that AI is used ethically and responsibly as it becomes more and more integrated into our lives.
I think it's a question that's at the top of everyone's minds right now.
Yeah.
A lot of researchers, developers, policymakers are really thinking about this because, you know, as AI's capabilities grow, so too does our responsibility to guide its development and application.
Absolutely.
In a way that aligns with human values and, you know, societal well-being.
So where do we even begin with that?
Right.
Is it about like setting boundaries for what AI can and cannot do, or maybe like establishing these ethical guidelines for developers to follow?
I think it's a multifaceted challenge, and it really requires this holistic approach.
Yeah.
And one crucial aspect of this is fostering transparency and explainability in AI systems.
Okay. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Sure.
What does it mean for an AI system to be transparent and explainable?
Essentially, it means that we should be able to understand how an AI arrives at its decisions or recommendations.
Okay.
So, you know, why did the AI recommend this particular course of action?
Right.
What data did it consider?
Yeah.
What factors influenced its judgment?
So it's kind of like having this audit trail for the AI's decision-making process.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So this could help us identify potential biases or errors and ensure that the AI is operating fairly and objectively.
So transparency is key to building trust.
Absolutely.
In these AI systems.
Yeah, if we can understand how they work, we're more likely to accept and adopt them.
But how do we actually achieve that transparency?
Right.
These AI models are so complex with millions or even billions of parameters.
Yeah, they are very complex.
How can we unravel that and make it understandable?
It's a challenge.
Yeah.
It's a big challenge. But researchers are developing techniques to make AI more interpretable.
Okay.
Some approaches involve visualizing the AI's decision-making process.
Okay.
Maybe creating simplified models that mimic the behavior of the more complex AI.
Okay.
Or developing methods to extract the most influential factors that contribute to the AI's output.
That's encouraging to hear that there are people working on this.
Yeah, a lot of smart people are working on it.
Okay, cool. So what other considerations are important for this responsible AI development?
Another crucial aspect is addressing the potential for bias in AI systems.
Okay, right, because AI models learn from the data they're trained on.
Exactly.
And if that data reflects existing societal biases, then the AI can perpetuate and even amplify those biases.
Exactly, and we've seen examples of that.
We have, unfortunately.
Where AI systems exhibit gender or racial bias, leading to unfair or discriminatory outcomes.
So how do we mitigate that risk?
It starts with ensuring that the data used to train AI models is diverse and representative of the populations that it's intended to serve.
It makes sense.
So we need to actively identify and address potential biases in the data collection process.
Huh. Yeah.
And develop techniques to de-bias the data itself.
So it's about being very proactive and intentional about how we collect and curate the data.
Exactly.
That fuels these AI systems.
Yeah, and it also involves having diverse teams.
Yeah.
Of developers and researchers working on AI, bringing different perspectives and experiences to the table.
So diversity in tech is not just like a social imperative.
Right.
It's actually essential for creating these AI systems.
Heck is it.
That are fair and equitable for everyone.
I completely agree. Are there any other key considerations?
Yeah. Are there any others that you want to highlight?
One more that I would highlight is the importance of human oversight and control.
Okay.
While AI can automate many tasks and make decisions with impressive accuracy,
yeah,
it's crucial to remember that AI is a tool.
Right.
And it should remain under human control.
So we need to avoid blindly trusting AI systems.
Yes.
And make sure that humans have the ultimate decision-making authority.
Yeah, we need to establish clear guidelines for when and how these AI systems should be used.
Okay.
And ensure that humans have the ability to intervene or override the AI's decisions if necessary.
So this brings up this concept of human-in-the-loop systems.
Yes.
Where AI is collaborating with humans rather than replacing them.
Exactly.
Okay.
And human-in-the-loop systems allow us to leverage the strengths of both AI and human intelligence.
Absolutely. AI can handle these repetitive tasks,
analyze
huge amounts of data, identify patterns that we might miss.
Right.
But we can provide context, judgment, empathy that AI currently lacks.
Exactly. It's all about finding that right balance between the two.
It sounds like this is this key takeaway.
Yeah.
The key to responsible AI development is striking that right balance between innovation and ethical considerations.
I think that's a great way to put it.
Yeah, we need to embrace the potential of AI to improve our lives.
Yes.
But also ensuring that it's used in a way that aligns with our values.
Absolutely.
And protects our well-being.
I couldn't agree more. It's an ongoing dialogue.
Yeah.
And it's a shared responsibility.
For sure.
That requires collaboration between developers, policymakers, researchers, and the public.
Well, this has been an incredibly enlightening deep dive.
It has.
We've explored not only the technical aspects of AI app development, but also the ethical implications.
Yes, definitely a lot to think about.
Of this rapidly advancing technology.
It's been a pleasure exploring all this with you.
Likewise.
And I hope our listeners you know, feel empowered to continue learning.
Yes.
And engaging with the world of AI.
Absolutely.
And to participate in these crucial conversations.
Yes.
About its role in our future.
I wholeheartedly agree. And with that, we come to the end of another deep dive.
Yes.
We hope you found this exploration insightful and thought-provoking. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep learning.
Absolutely.